Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte. Tonight we have a very interesting and exciting show. Tonight I'm bringing back by popular demand Mr. Stephen Kaufman. Stephen Kaufman is the director of Legal Shield, and tonight he will be hosting as he interviews the regional director of Legal Shield. I want to put a shout out to all the listeners, especially my special listener in Gambia, South Africa. I want to welcome you and also the listeners in Cincinnati, Ohio, and in Detroit, Michigan. And for those of you who are listening, if you'd like to call in to ask either one of our guests and hosts a question, the number is 713-955-0678. Welcome, Stephen, to In the Know with Mo, and this is your show.
Thank you so much, Maureen. It's good to be back. I definitely appreciate you having me on the show. And this is going to be a very, very special night. Well, I'm sure a lot of people were on the last show when you interviewed me on the basics of the Legal Shield membership and what we do, what we cover. Tonight, I actually have a very special guest, Mr. Shawn Michael. He is the Regional Vice President of Southern California. He is in our prestigious Millionaire Club. He wears the $250,000 ring, and him and his wife, Lauren, work from home in their spare time, part-time. Sometimes they do it full-time if they feel like it, and they earn in excess of $300,000 a year and more. And that's all from home in their comfort. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about this gentleman. He personally mentors me, and he's been a guiding light for me in the past 3 years I've been in the business. He's definitely a man of integrity. You know, anytime you need anything, he's there for you, no matter what. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about him. But I want to welcome Mr. Michael to the show.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you very much.
Excellent. You know, Mr. Michael's been in the business for about 10 years now. And I'm going to get real quickly into some questions to ask him. We're going to start off with his background and kind of where he went from the beginning of his Legal Shield career till now. So let's just jump right into it. I'm actually going to go ahead and have Mr. Michael share his background and just kind of his basic story and how he got started.
Thank you, Steve. First and foremost, I appreciate you having me on this show and just to share a little bit on my background, my story. And it is truly humbling to be on this show as just a handful of years ago, I was struggling. I actually immigrated to the United States at the age of 20, and in my first 5 years, I was in school full-time, just studying business and wanting to get a degree in college. And while going to school full-time, I was also working full-time at a job just to pay the bills. But I was working 40 to 60 hours a week, and, you know, as an immigrant that came from another country to the United States, I had that American dream, that dream to live a free life, to live a life where I could be in control of my destiny. And I really thought that working a job was the way to do it because my entire life, that's what I was told. I was told, go to school, get good grades so you can go out and get a good job. But after living in L.A. for 5 years, I had accumulated $23,000 debt, and I got behind financially, and I found myself living in a 400-square-foot garage. And, you know, as a person who was looking to progress in life, it was fascinating because I looked around me and I realized that most people that I knew were in a similar situation. Most people that I knew were working full-time at a job, going to school, trying to make a progress in their life, yet they weren't able to make progress as well. And so that's really what led me to this opportunity.
That's amazing, absolutely amazing. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to, you know, struggling and maybe not making ends meet. Or I'm sure we have some listeners on the phone that are very well off. But maybe, you know, some people have more money than time because they work so much to create that wealth. So it's very, very exciting, you know, and especially for an immigrant like this who have to come to this country, you know, searching for the American dream. And thank God you found it, which actually leads me into my next question. How did you get introduced to Legal Shield?
That's a great story. Actually, I found myself in a situation where I wanted to get a better job or a different job or a part-time job. So I was going on this interview process with several companies that I wanted to work for. And I ended up meeting up with an employer. We met up for my interview in a casual coffee shop environment. And it just happened to be that as I was going through my job interview with this gentleman, and of course, if you've ever been on a job interview, you know that you're on your best behavior. You know, I borrowed my friend's suit, and he helped me tie the tie because at the time I did not even own a suit. I did not know how to tie a tie. But, you know, I was sitting on this job interview, and, you know, I really wanted that job. I wanted that job really bad because I knew that that job would allow me to really invest more time than I was investing in my previous job. Not that I had any time left, but there was an opportunity there to earn an extra $5,000 a year on top of what I was earning at my previous job. So I really wanted that $5,000 a year increase in my annual salary. And it just happened to be that at the table right next to us at that coffee shop were sitting two Legal Shield associates who overheard my job interview. And so my when my job interview was over, this gentleman approached me and he complimented me. He said, "Hey, I just happened to hear your job interview, and if I was that guy, I would hire you." And I said, "Hey, thank you. I appreciate that." And that gentleman asked me if I kept my career options open, and I just felt like it was my lucky day. You know, I did not know what door would be open in front of me then, but that was really the moment that changed my life, because I said, "Absolutely, I'm keeping my career options open." And we sat down, and that's the gentleman that introduced me to Legal Shield. He showed me some documentation about the company, and then, you know, I studied business finance, so from an intellectual standpoint, Legal Shield made a lot of sense. From a skepticism standpoint, I did not know this gentleman, so, you know, that the trust factor just wasn't there. But as I, you know, as I researched the company and I found out that the company has been in business for 40 years, the company was rock solid, and more importantly, that the company's product was viable, it was something that people really needed, it just clicked for me. And so I went ahead and, you know, that's how I got introduced to the business. 4 days later, I became an associate, and this was in May of 2002.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I guess, you know, just being at the right place at the right time. Now, just out of curiosity, did that job employer ever call you back?
Yeah, he actually offered me the job, and by the end of that week, within 1 week, he called me up and he offered me the job, and I kindly declined that job, and I actually ended up keeping my old job, and I did that for a whole year, because when I took a look at Legal Shield, I saw an opportunity to make that extra $5,000 a year part-time, but to do it with my own business without a boss. And so I said, "Hey, this other job that I was applying for would have required an extra 20 hours a week of my schedule, which I didn't really have." And so I just decided to keep that old job, continue to work that job while I'm building my part-time business, and work towards graduating college.
Okay. So you definitely had a lot of things on your plate, you know, not enough time. You're working a job, you're going to school, you're building up your Legal Shield business, and, you know, with the hopes of one day you could walk away and just go full-time with your Legal Shield business, correct?
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, you know, a lot of times I see people and they use their circumstances, their excuse. For me, I used my circumstance as my reason to go out and build, because I knew, you know, I didn't have any time. And the challenge was, if I was going to keep working at that job for the next 20 years, well, 20 years from now, I still wouldn't have any time. And so when I looked at Legal Shield, I just saw a way to be able to gain the income as well as to be able to free up some time to enjoy life.
Excellent. Well, now, let me ask you, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities out there. Why Legal Shield versus any other company?
That's a great question, and I can tell you over the last 10 years, I've really done an extensive research personally, just because I'm the type of person who, if I'm going to work in any industry, I like to learn everything I can about that industry. And when I took a look at our industry, I learned that there are five major things that a person wants to evaluate in order to build a big business. The first is a company and how solid is the company. You know, in business school, I remember learning that 98% of all startup businesses fail within their first 3 to 5 years. And so I like Legal Shield because the company was around for 30 years at the time. Today, the company has been around for 40 years. Secondly, the company was featured in every financial journal, and I'm talking about prestigious and credible financial journals such as Forbes magazine, Fortune magazine, USA Today, Money, USA Today, and Wall Street Picks, Wall Street Journal. And that really impressed me from a finance student standpoint. The second thing was the need in the marketplace. And I learned that 80% of the United States population has never talked to an attorney in their life. And here was a company that had the ability to deliver that access to those 80% of the population that did not have access. And so I really like the major need in the marketplace. As a matter of fact, in today, 2012, there's a far greater need for people to be able to access the legal system than there was 10 years ago. And so the need has just increased. But the third thing is really is having a non-me too. Because I can tell you, I have a lot of friends that own businesses, and most of them own businesses that are Me Too businesses. They saw somebody else that started a business, and they decided to start their own, but they're competing with hundreds or thousands of other businesses that are marketing a similar product or service. One of the reasons that I like Legal Shield is because we don't have any competition. We're the only game in town, and it's a non-Me Too, and we're 10 years ahead of any competitor. The fourth thing that I really liked about Legal Shield was the compensation. And a real good question to ask is, how much money can you really make? And I'll tell you what, when I found out that this company actually over the last 10 years has paid out in excess of $1 billion, we're talking about an average of $100 million a year in the last 10 years, that was pretty impressive to me. Another thing that was impressive to me is that more than 150 people have earned over $1 million, and more than 400 associates with the company have surpassed a six-figure income, over $100,000 a year. And so I saw that great financial potential. And people that were from all different backgrounds were earning that type of income. But I tell you what, the fifth thing was really the thing that I knew was the most important thing in business, and that is timing. And I'm not talking about the timing of a company where it's a ground floor company and maybe you can get rich because you're on the ground floor. Rather, I'm talking about a ground floor industry. And when I saw Legal Shield, I realized that this company is on the ground floor of an industry that's about to explode. And so that was really the one thing that allowed me to make that solid decision. The other four things were solid, but the fifth thing, the timing of the industry, was what knocked it out of the park for me.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Michael. You know, I agree 100%. You know, when I first took a look, everything just made sense. Every piece fit together, and exactly like you said, you know, the opportunity was second to none. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. So, you know, I hope everybody is taking notes right now. I know I am. You know, so if you're not, you know, it'd be really wise to grab a piece of paper and a pen. You know, not as many people are as fortunate to get as much time with Mr. Michael as myself, being personally mentored by him. You know, he's in Chicago right now. He lives in Southern California. Like I said, he's a regional vice president out there. He's in Chicago right now. We just saw him on stage last night at our training, and the knowledge was amazing. I took pages and pages of notes, and I would highly recommend that everybody grab some paper and pen and definitely take some diligent notes right now. And I'm actually going to go ahead and give you my website, because I'm sure that people are going to have questions. People are going to, you know, want more information, want a full presentation with full detail. So go ahead and write down my website. It's going to be www.getashieldnow.com. And I'll spell it out for you. www.getashieldnow.com. So it's getashieldnow.com. So if you have any questions, you need more information, just go ahead and go to that website. You can also give me a call on my cell phone. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have. My cell phone number is 630-299-9897. Once again, that's 630-299-9897. If you have any questions for Mr. Michael personally, I can forward them to him as well. But, Mr. Michael, now, do you use your Legal Shield membership? Because that's really the basis, the foundation of our service, of our company, of the opportunity. Because the service, like you mentioned, is, you know, there's nothing else like it. There's no competition. It's unbelievable. Do you use your service? And if you do, how often do you use it?
Absolutely. It's funny that you asked this because when I first took a look at Legal Shield and I enrolled for the membership, I'm the person that said, hey, I've never used an attorney. My family never used attorneys. I'm just going to get it just in case. But what I did not understand really was the importance of practicing preventive maintenance on my legal issues. And the things that I never considered legal issues, I actually considered financial issues. I learned that they were really legal issues. I haven't had any legal issues or legal problems in the last 10 years, but I've used my membership, I would say over 100 times. I use my membership on average once a month, and it's probably the most useful, most valuable thing that I own. I mean, I have lots of different services and insurance products that I own and things that I've purchased in my lifetime, but I can tell you, this is truly something that I get a lot of usage out of. And it's a wonderful thing. So I would say an average of once a month, and I use it for preventive maintenance. You know, when my wife and I bought our home, we were able to call the law firm, and we got some incredible advice that allowed us to save over $10,000 on our first real estate transaction, and we were also able to make a more intelligent decision in respect to the loan that we were getting into, because the loan that we were going to get was a risky loan, and the attorney advised us to get a more conservative loan. I've used a membership for things like traffic tickets in terms of helping me reduce my fine or get no points on my record. I've had an attorney represent me in traffic court for traffic tickets. I've had him write 24 letters on my behalf on several different situations. One of them was just a $40 printer that kept on breaking down, and the law firm wrote one letter, and the printer company overnighted me a brand new $150 printer. So I use it for day-to-day situations. It's very useful. And for me, when I educate people on the Legal Shield plan, the number one thing I relay to them is the importance, again, of practicing preventive maintenance on their legal issues and just having the ability to call someone like that big brother that has your best interest in mind is a very reassuring feeling.
I love that, how you put it that way, big brother being there. That's great. You know, that's really what it kind of feels like. I mean, I know every time I have a question, I call the law firm. It just feels so good being able to have that privilege. You know, and like I explained last interview about 2 weeks ago, just for pennies on the dollar, pennies a month, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, actually, Mr. Michael, on a personal note, I just want to, you know, congratulate you real quick. I know that your wife, Lauren, is pregnant, and she's at home in California right now. And I believe you told me last night that she's about a month away. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're about 4 weeks. Actually, 4 weeks from today, we're due with our first baby.
This is so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, so basically, you know, I know a lot of people are probably asking, you know, you mentioned that the company is pretty solid. You know, you mentioned that it's been around for 40 years plus and you're doing very well. A lot of people have probably seen companies rise and fall and, you know, go in and out and disappear overnight, fly by night. But what do you really see, Mr. Michael, down the road for the legal shield business, the company in general? Where do you see it going?
That's a great question. And just to add to that, from a financial standpoint and looking at, you know, companies that are shifting and moving around a lot, the one thing that I really analyzed about Legal Shield was where's the revenue coming from? And when I learned that the majority of the company's revenue last year came from people who purchased our membership years ago, that gave me a great reassurance, because the majority of our company's revenue doesn't come from new business. It comes from older business, which allows the company to not have to depend on new business to continue to survive. And so the stability of our company really comes from the people who own our service and have owned our service for many, many years. So as we continue to add more members to the Legal Shield family, it just makes the company even more stable. But the company is already stable. But where do I see Legal Shield? I see Legal Shield in every household in America. I see Legal Shield being owned by every person who drives a car. I see Legal Shield owned by every person who owns a cell phone. I see Legal Shield being offered by every company in America as an employee benefit. And it's just a matter of time before this happens. You know, with the healthcare revolution that took place in the 50s and 60s, you know, health insurance, HMOs, were introduced in 1953. And from 1953 to 1963, in that 10-year period, only 2% of the United States population bought an HMO. But when the HMO industry hit a 2% market penetration in 1963, something happened, and it's called critical mass. And critical mass says that whenever an industry hits a 2%, 3% market penetration, that is where everybody goes out and gets that product. And so HMOs, from 1963 to 1970, in that seven-year period, more than 52% of the United States population purchased an HMO. So we're talking about a seven-year period for half of America to purchase an HMO. So Legal Shield, over the last 40 years, we've established about a 2 to 3% market penetration. We have about 4 million users of our service today in the United States and up in Canada. And, of course, we just recently surpassed that 2%. We're approaching that 3% mark. And our company has a massive branding campaign that's launching on TV. We're talking about billboards and a lot of awareness. And so we're definitely excited about the future. This is a service whose time has come. And I think people just don't know that this exists. And I truly believe if people just took the time out to look at Legal Shield and understand what it covers and what it does and how they can benefit from it, they would purchase, they would use it, and they would keep it. And that's just a matter of time. So that's really my vision for the future, is a minimum of 80% of the population would own this.
I have a chat here. The young man is from Chicago, wants to know, what is the age for becoming a member of Legal Shield? He's a college student. And also, will Legal Shield be beneficial in helping him with traffic tickets?
I can answer that. That's great. In terms of age, you have to be 18 years old or older. Now, if you're a full-time college student, and you're under the age of 23, and you're living, you don't actually have to live at home, but if you're under the age of 23 and you're a full-time student and you've never been married, you actually can be covered under your parents' plan. So a parent can purchase a plan, and the membership covers the member, the spouse, and the dependent children up to the age of 18, if they're living at home, never married, up to the age of 23 if they're a full-time student. So that plan could really work for you. If you're under the age of 18, of course, you're also covered under your parents' membership. In regards to traffic tickets, if it's a traffic ticket that you've received previously, you can still become a member. Even though it's a pre-existing issue, the attorneys will still advise you in respect to how to reduce the points, how to keep the points off your record, what you can or can't do in that situation. A lot of times, just a little piece of advice could go a long way. In many situations, I've seen the law firm write a letter on the member's behalf if it's a situation that it would help with. But in terms of the traffic ticket defense, there's a 15-day waiting period. So if it is a defensible ticket, you would have to have been a member for 15 days. But again, like I said, if it's a previous ticket that you've gotten in the past, you can still become a member, you can still get advice, and that may just help you keep the points on your off your record and help you save in terms of insurance costs.
And see, this young lady wants to say thank you for bringing Legal Shield, and she would like to know if you plan to do a Facebook page for Legal Shield and every now and then throw out some information for college students. We have a lot of college students listening in tonight.
Yeah, there are many Legal Shield Facebook communities, what I definitely recommend is get in touch with Mr. Steve Kaufman. He gave his phone number and his website address over the radio show here, but I'm sure he's going to give that information out again. I definitely encourage you to link up with him, and he will definitely direct you in the right direction. You can link with him on Facebook, and you can become a part of that Facebook community as well.
Absolutely. I will go ahead and give you my information out again. Make sure you have a pen handy. My phone number is 630-299-9897. Once again, that's 630-299-9897. And my website is www.getashieldnow.com. And I'll spell it out for you. It's GETNOWSHIELDNOW.com. So getashieldnow.com. So you can see all the information there. And then feel free to give me a call anytime. My phone is always on. I'd be more than happy to help you out with anything. So as we're winding up the show here, just kind of, you know, curiosity, Mr. Michael. Now, you mentioned that the company is pretty much a paradigm shift. It's going to be 80% market penetration pretty soon. It's going to be a household name. It just makes me think of my favorite quote by Mark Twain that says, the key to success is getting is finding out where everybody's going to be and getting there first. So pretty much this is going to become a household name, and every company is going to offer it, and everybody in America is going to have it. Now, where do you see your personal business going? Because, I mean, you already in 10 years have developed this amazing business. You said last night on stage that you've had months over $60,000 in a month. I mean, that's amazing. A lot of people don't make that in a year. So you're making $300,000 a year right now and more, and you have this amazing business. You and your wife can retire in your early 30s. You have your first child on the way. Now, can you kind of brush on how you can pass your business, you can will your business to your child who isn't even born yet?
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's really been a humbling experience working with this company. And in the beginning of my business, I just thought, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with my finances? I know that a job security is not something that I believe in. And building this business, it just warmed my heart up. And I can tell you, once money starts coming in and you get into a situation where money becomes a non-issue, I'll tell you what, I learned that money just makes people more of what they already are. And so when I got started in this business, I had a heart for people. I love people. And I'm not in this business for the money. I'm in this business because of the people. And I love the people. I love serving people. I love the fact that we get to give something to people instead of take from people. And this is just an ethical business. And so where do I see myself? I see myself continuing to serve the Legal Shield community, continuing to educate people on the membership. And this is my ministry. This is what I love to do. And I can truly tell you that I can see myself doing this for the rest of my life because this is something that is good. And if it's good, it's definitely for me.
And I want to take this time to thank you, Steve Kaufman and Mr. Michael, and all my listening audience from Gambia, South Africa, Cincinnati, Ohio, California, and Detroit and Chicago, of course. You've been listening to In the Know with Mo. I'm your host, Maureen Forte, and my special guest, Steve Kaufman, who's my very best friend, and his regional director, Mr. Shawn Michael. Thank you so much for tuning in the Know with Mo. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, Maureen. Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Maureen. Appreciate you guys. Y'all have a great night.
Thank you.
Jesus is love. He won't let you down.